JM in the AM. It's America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners sponsored digital radio around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and of course on the beloved NSN app. Meirav Dahan is with us live in our studio. There's a big event coming up tomorrow. She, of course, represents Friends on a Mission. We'll give you details about how you could follow them and get involved in their mission. But most importantly, she's proven to be a real friend, because off the air she said to me that these comedy segments never get old. And as some of you know, this has always been a debate between me and some of my staff members. I agree with Meirav that these comedy segments never get old, but I do have some opposition for those who work and volunteer with the Nahum Siegel Network. So Meirav Dahan, who's a true friend, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nahum. Thank you so much for having me again.
Never gets old, huh? Baruch Hashem, especially Purim week.
I love it.
Anyway, it's good to have you back. So you told me off the air, and we can report to this audience, that thank God the Friends on a Mission Zumba event, which included hundreds of women, went very well, thank God.
It went amazing. It was this past Sunday in Avenue Event Space. We had over 120 women come and dance. It was a huge hit. The event space itself is amazing, and I don't think anybody expected what it was when they walked in. Between the lighting, the sound, the amazing Zumba instructors we had a coffee bar, we had all our merch for sale. It was great. It was great.
So people wonder what they can do. And we know what so many people during this war effort, those who are on the front lines and those who are putting their lives in danger, have to do. But there's stuff we could do also. In this case, come together, have a nice Zumba
That's
event,
right.
and raise some good money and do some wonderful things. The second part of your Adar Sheni event calendar is tomorrow. And that's happening at TABC. TABC is going to be the location for what's going to be, I don't want to put pressure on you, but it's going to be a major bake sale, right?
We call it the biggest bake sale of the year.
So you're putting the pressure on you. Good.
We don't know what we're putting ourselves into, but it's definitely, that's what we called it.
And you're doing this on Tanit Esther, on the fast day on purpose, because you want people to buy items for Mishloach Manot. You want people to buy what they need for Shabbos in terms of challot, cake, desserts, etc. It's really
And the Mishte.
The Mishte on Sunday. But also break fast tomorrow night. There's a lot going on here, a lot of components.
And we realize when people are hungry.
Thank you, I was about to say it. Go ahead, say it.
Let me take over.
No, you're right.
When people are hungry and they're fasting, they tend to just want to buy everything. It's all calculated.
I would imagine the later someone shows up tomorrow at the bake sale, the more they're going to buy.
Correct.
It is very hard to go shopping for food when one is fasting. And then you say to yourself when the fast ends, I really need this? I guess so. I felt that way when I was buying it. All right. So all this supports Friends on a Mission. Those who missed our prior conversation, just remind everybody what you and an amazing committee of colleagues, mm-hmm. many of whom were here last time, and everybody involved on Friends of a Mission, explain what you're doing.
Right. So we're six core women, like I mentioned last week in our interview, that went on this amazing trip to Israel back in December. And we came back. You know, a lot of people go on missions. The question is, what do you do with it when you come back?
Right.
And we took upon ourselves, you know, we kept in touch with all the people we met there, and they started asking us for help. And we felt, you know, maybe this is a way that we can participate in what's going on. And we created Friends on a Mission, which is an organization. We're, you know, an official nonprofit organization. And we help, you know, different missions. There's no middlemen. If somebody comes and asks us for help, we do our research, our due diligence, making sure it's the right.
Let's give an example. What was the most recent mission? What went out recently to the entire WhatsApp group?
So we had one that was very popular just because we had a feedback on it, where we went to visit Kibbutz Kisufim in Israel, and they told us how, you know, they could really use a thermal drone
for security.
And so we raised it's about $6,000. It's not cheap. We raised $6,000, and we contacted the store. Again, we never transfer cash. We always, you know, go to the place, the supplier, and we transferred the money. We got them the drone. And what's amazing is that we got feedback that they actually saw six people infiltrating their kibbutz last week.
Because of the drone.
Because of the
drone. Unbelievable. How quickly were you able to raise that money, by the way? Because your group, it sounds that when they have a mission that they're really into, that it goes pretty quickly.
It really depends on the mission, right. Interestingly enough. We had another mission where one of the soldiers that we met has six young kids. He's in reserves, had been for the last 2 months. His wife has six kids at home, two sets of twins. The youngest are one, and the youngest are home because they're not qualified to go to daycare yet. Right. And so we raised money to pay for daycare for a month for the twins. That within a few days was done.
Right. And
then
the mothers out there can understand it.
Yeah. And then we raised for a second month because it was such a big help. She was able to do laundry, go out shopping without having to, you know, schlep her two young babies. And so it depends on the mission. Each mission talks to somebody else more.
Mayrav Dahan is here, friendsonamission.com. Again, the website is friendsonamission.com. If you want to email them, it's friendsonamission6@gmail.com, friendsonamission6@gmail.com. We're trying to help them grow their Instagram presence, although, as Mayrav said to me off the air, all six of the ladies have their own pretty potent Instagram accounts, but nonetheless, they have one specifically with the Friends on a Mission label, and that's friends.on.a.mission. And again, that's on Instagram, and you can become one of their followers if you go there right now and follow them. The next mission is very simple. You're fundraising so that Friends on a Mission can continue to fund important projects. When people come to the bake sale tomorrow at TABC, it's from 2 to 7, you said?
From 2 to 7.
In the gym? Like, where is
it? In the gym, in the old gym.
When they're there tomorrow, every time they buy something, they're going to be supporting your cause.
Exactly, you know, and what's great about a bake sale is that whatever anybody brings is pure profit for us in a way, because you know, donating it. We ask them to bring it nicely wrapped. So if you want to bring it as a gift to someone, you could just bring it. But besides the great baked goods, we also have dips, soups, because again, there's a breakfast going on. We have bagels, pizzas, whatever, you know, whatever.
You're taking advantage of everybody's hunger.
That's exactly what we're doing. And we actually brought you a few goodies here.
Thank you.
To spoil you. We have some sourdough Luna that was here from Mexico. Remember Luna?
Yeah, of course.
So she has, she's a great cook, and she does amazing sourdough. So we brought you one of her famous, these are going to sell out, forget it. These are our biggest.
How many do you think they're going to be? Do you think?
Sale price?
But are there going to be 30, 40 of them? Like, how many will there be?
She herself is making about 40 of them.
Oh, wow.
And then we have other people making sourdough.
But they'll still sell like that. I mean,
they're gone. That's the first thing that's gone. So I reserved
you
one.
Thank you so much.
The key with sourdough is before you eat it, wet it, and put it in the oven.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's as if you just,
I hope
it Stacey came out of
Siegel
the oven.
Is tuned in, I pray.
Yes. And then I brought you some cookies. These are date and chocolate chip cookies. And as you could see, everything is so nicely wrapped. This is for you, but if ever you buy, you can bring it to your guests.
Is that a Friends on a Mission label? What is that?
Yes, that's just thank you for supporting
blue and
Israel.
White. Yeah. I love it. The blue and white. Beautiful.
We have
thank
a great
you.
Logo, by the way.
Thank you very much for that.
And I also brought you, because this is a thank you for you,
very much.
Nahum.
I just think you have a great cause.
At the Zumba event, this was a very, very popular hoodie called Dance Again, kind of like a definition. And then we have in the front the date, October 7th in Roman numerals, which the kids don't really know what that means.
Right. Unless they're football fans.
On a Mission with, it's just a little something.
I thank you for all of that.
Thank you.
And boy, the Dance Again reference is...
Yeah,
it's a pachad, frankly.
That was our theme. We will dance again. Yeah, that was the theme of the night. Is we will dance again, and what's cute about this hoodie is that it says dance again, and it's kind of like a dictionary definition. Right. It says we will heal, we will recover, we will dance again.
It's funny. I was thinking about this because Saturday night and Sunday, especially toward the evening in certain institutions, certain yeshivot, there's going to be a lot of dancing. There's going to be a lot of dancing this coming Saturday night and Sunday for Purim. And I know that, I know that people feel the way we do, that with all the celebrating we're doing, and Adar is beautiful, and all the Purim events are incredible, and everyone's going to love Sunday when they're exchanging Mishloach Manot, etc. But there is this cloud that's hanging over all of us as we now experience day number 166 of our brothers and sisters being held by the brutal enemy, these horrible terrorists. And it's going to be a different type of Purim. And the Jewish people are interesting, aren't they? Because we really got to do both. We've got to keep them in mind. But at the same time, we have an obligation, as you say, to dance again.
Right. It's a mitzvah.
Exactly. So all these incredible dichotomies, all these incredible mixed emotions that we have felt over the last 5 months are unbelievable, frankly. And nothing brings it out like the month of Adar and the holiday of Purim. So you have an opportunity to support. There's a donate button there on the website, right?
There's a donate button, And also for the bake sale tomorrow, whoever signed up to bake, we have over 120 bakers, and the number is growing. I wouldn't be surprised if we're up to 140 by now.
So it's going to be packed, the gym.
It's going to be, but things sell out, believe it or not.
Yeah, it'll be huge.
It'll be huge. And people can drop off their goods, their baked goods, starting at 9 a.m. There'll
tomorrow
be people
morning.
There to receive them. And then officially the doors open. Actually, we're opening the doors at 1:30 for the TBC boys. We're giving them a half an hour pre-early. They can come and buy a few things. And then at 2 o'clock, officially, we're opening their doors.
That's sort of a thank you for them hosting the big event.
Yeah, they graciously donated their gym. Yes.
You better keep them away between 9 and 1:30 because they're going to be after that sourdough and everything else.
They're going to come for the hoodies. They can come by the hoodies.
Excuse my ignorance when it comes to culinary delights, but there'll be chalot, including sourdough. There'll be obviously cake and cookies.
Yep.
What am I not thinking of?
We're having soups.
Right.
Soup was a huge thing.
But on the cake and cookies or the pastry angle, there'll be unique rugelach, I would assume.
Rugelach,
muffins,
pies, cupcakes.
Oh, gosh.
We've been getting so many, all the obviously brownies and mandel bread have been.
The pies are going to be amazing.
Yeah. we're very excited. And you know what? With these events, we never know. Even us, the organizers, and just a big shout out to all our volunteers, because without them, none of this. We're six, but they're 20.
So is there a special WhatsApp group for the bakers? We have 120 bakers.
Well, we had a Google sign-up form that we sent out. But at this point, really, whoever just wants to bring, show up Thursday at 9 a.m. and just bring your goods.
Wow. And you guys will be setting it up and...
and I packing. Hopefully bring it nicely packaged.
And making the room as easy to navigate
exactly,
as possible.
Exactly,
you can have separate sections for, soups and...
Yep, exactly.
And challahs, et cetera.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite a project, frankly.
Hopefully we'll see you there.
And maybe, you never know, but it just sounds like an immense project with a tremendous number of people involved. Imagine that, 120, 130 people are already involved in this project. That's pretty significant. Yeah. And everybody wants
kudos
to pitch in.
And everybody was so, willingly wanting to. We've had so many bake sales, in the community, at least here.
Oh, really?
And yeah.
Any as big as this?
So we did a big one in Bnei Yeshurun. Mm. We actually sold that within an hour. So this wasn't Friends on a Mission. It was us.
Right.
We were part of the organizing team, but this was before our trip. And Luna actually organized one in her garage. One of our friends lost his son's wife at the Nova Festival. And so they have a 6-month-old daughter, so she raised money just to help him. And that, again, sold out. Baruch Hashem.
What are you going to do if everything's gone by 3 o'clock?
It's a good problem to have.
But you could end up.
So we really encourage. Unfortunately, in Bnei Shuhun, we ended up turning people away.
Right. Wow. Unbelievable.
So come early.
Yes. Early means 1:30 for TABC students and 2 o'clock for the Hamonam.
That's right.
FriendsOnAMission.com. I'm assuming bake sale information is on the website.
Everything is on the website.
FriendsOnAMission.com.
And really our key, we want people to sign up to our Mission of the Day WhatsApp groups.
Right.
You can email us. We try not to, overwhelm people by signing them up without their will.
Right. I should really sign up for that. It's men and women, everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we'll do that after this interview, if you don't
mind.
Thank you. I'd like to be up to date on it, but for some reason I thought it was a closed group or something, but you're encouraging everybody, even if they're not in Bergen County, right?
Absolutely. We have people in France, Belgium, Mexico, Israel.
Correct.
And whatever mission speaks to you, donate to that.
Right. All right, friendsonamission.com, everybody. Not only will you get information about tomorrow's bake sale, you'll also be able to donate straight to the organization. Mayor Avdahan, anything else you'd like to add or just encourage everybody to be there tomorrow?
I just want to thank you for giving us this platform.
Pleasure.
for putting our word out there, and we encourage everybody to come. And thank you again for everybody that's participated till now, and thank you.
And come early.
Come early. and hungry.
If it's sold out by 4 o'clock, you are not to be blamed.
We warned you.
You gave everybody fair warning.
Yes.
Friendsonamission.com. My thanks to Mayor Av and my thanks to all the ladies that are the core group of this amazing organization. And you can get information about joining the WhatsApp group and being part of all this by going to the website, friendsonamission.com. Again, friendsonamission.com. Tomorrow, TABC. From 2 p.m. till 7 p.m., the bake sale that's already attracted 120 bakers, plus soups and other food items, etc., as we described, and you'll have an opportunity to be part of it and to support the cause. The only warning is it is very possible, based on the track record of how popular this organization is and how the bake sales have been doing, that things could get sold out by the early part of the bake sale, so get there as early as you can. More coming up. It's Wednesday, the day before Tanit Esther at JM in the AM.